This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton, flying a little bit solo. I do have somebody in the riding shotgun with me. Mr. Yerkew is taking a break today, who is digging a big hole in his backyard. But anyways, tonight we have a very special guest. He was a police officer in Tucson, Arizona, a co-founder of the Blexit Movement, and has a YouTube channel with over 1 million subscribers, with an emphasis on law enforcement, and also has over 500,000 Twitter followers. And he has written a book called Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Black Cop in an America Under Siege, which is currently number one on Amazon's new releases under the violence and society category. He is also an entrepreneur and a patriot, and you can visit him at the OfficerTatum.com website. He is the only other media host that emphasizes issues in law enforcement besides 7-5 Radio. Please welcome Brandon Tan to 7-5 Radio. How are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm blessed. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding. First of all, thank you very, very much for coming on 7-5 Radio. I happened to stumble upon you on YouTube, and it's just been a breath of fresh air because I don't know if there's any other media outlets besides us and you that are hosted by a former law enforcement personnel, but emphasizes what's going on in the law enforcement community. With that being said, Brandon, what is the current state of law enforcement in America?
From my perspective, you know, we're at a crossroads because the heroes that wear the badge go out every day and do what they're supposed to do. The dummies that are in the department are being held accountable, if you ask me. And then we have a populace who have decided to allow themselves to be brainwashed into hating on these men and women who go out and serve and protect. So some of the hateful rhetoric has really caused the morale on police departments to be down. Even some cities are trying to defund the police, and their crime rates are reflecting that. So I think policing in America is probably one of its roughest times. And I'm really praying that America makes a comeback and support law enforcement again, so that we don't have a complete collapse in law enforcement or a collapse in our society.
Exactly. And also breaking news tonight, I don't know if you ran into this before you came on tonight, but in New York City at Times Square at 44th and 7th Avenue, three people were shot. Three innocent bystanders were shot over an argument at Times Square, which is the gateway called the gateway to the world, or the crossroads of the world. I'm sorry, but have you read anything about this, Brandon?
Yeah, I haven't been able to take a look at that, but I'm not surprised. I mean, the crime rate in New York City and have been going up, you know, in triple digits. So it's not very surprising to me, but I haven't seen it. I haven't read about it, so I don't want to make an uninformed comment on it.
Right. Well, that's my old stomping grounds, the five boroughs. But I worked transit division. But anyways, one thing about Times Square, it is loaded. And I mean loaded with New York's finest, because like any major city with a big tourist population, or what they say, that's where the money is, there's plenty of police presence. But I mean, people have no disregard anymore for personal safety or if police are on the scene or not. Is that what you're seeing out there, or watching on the news, what I call the dumpster fire media?
Yeah, I mean, people have been emboldened to just act crazy, you know, because the morale and the respect for police departments around the country are being killed in these liberal cities. So I'm like I said, I'm not surprised that people are being that bold. And I do think law enforcement officers aren't as proactive as they once were, because lo and behold, you know, a black man or white police officer having to, use force against a black man, you know, it's going to be all bad. And it's going to be another George Floyd case and people get fired and indicted and all of the above. So I can see it happening both ways, the lack of respect for law enforcement and then also law enforcement officers being told to stand down and some of them, you know, not being proactive in some of these cities.
Right, exactly. Years ago when New York City police had a contract negotiation, they got the short end of the stick, and the word on the street back then was, don't be a hero, do zero. I'm sure that's being echoed through every station house in America. But Brandon, what can we do to stop the way things are going? I mean, cops are just retiring, they're quitting, they're leaving the job, giving it up. They're not doing, they're not being proactive, they're being reactive. And, you know, and of course the dumpster fire media, just any issue where the cop is not 100% in the right, or even if it looks bad, the dumpster fire media just jumps all over it. I mean, do you have any solutions or suggestions how we can stop it so we can go back to the good old days of law and order and everybody respected that man or woman in the, wearing the badge?
Yeah, we gotta good people gotta keep speaking out, you know, like myself and you guys there. You gotta keep speaking out, keep telling the truth, keep standing up for law enforcement officers. And then also we gotta vote out these crooks that are in public office that are pushing the agenda. You know, it's shameful that in the day that we live in, you know, and as great as America is, that we're sitting here pushing a negative rhetoric against law enforcement when it's one or two officers every now and again that cut up and do things that are, you know, unbecoming of a police officer. But I think that we have to stand up. We have to support our law enforcement officers. Like I started a fund to support law enforcement officers called the Tatum Fund. And, you know, we crowdfund on my social media platforms and we support police officers. I think when, you know, we were live the other day and we gave away or donated $23,000 to law enforcement officers GoFundMe. We continue to help them and support officers that are, you know, being treated wrong by the department. You know, Officer Seward, who's an officer in DC Metro, we donated $75,000 to him when his department put him on leave, and potentially they're going to discipline him without pay. So we got to keep standing up. You know, we call down to his police department and we call police departments around the country when we find areas where people are, you know, police chiefs are treating their officers in a poor manner. We call, we email. And that's one of the ways that others can support in the midst of, you know, these politicians coming out and some leaders coming out and disparaging law enforcement.
Oh, outstanding. Now, explain to our listeners, some people might not be aware, who's Officer Seward with the Metropolitan Police Department here in D.C.?
Yeah, Corbin Seward, you know, went viral. It was kind of an accident. He went viral on social media because of, some BLM protesters were protesting a scene or something where he was standing at, and they were saying, are you going to kill us like Makai Bryant, which is the young lady, the 16-year-old girl that got killed when she was trying to, you know, murder another person.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, so he made a viral video and they decided to discipline him because of it.
Right.
And all he said was
right.
to the guy was that, you know, are you going to pull a knife on us? Then we're not going to kill you.
Hey, Brandon, we're coming to our first commercial break. Can you stick around for the other side, sir?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with the one and only Brandon Tatum. Please check him out at OfficerTatum.com. Brandon, real quick, you mentioned Metropolitan Police Department and the officer who made a brilliant reply to somebody being a more or less a dumbass. And he's being reprimanded. Also, I have a very good authority that the Metropolitan Police Department is trying to get rid of the officer in Southeast D.C. On Orange Street that had less than 3 seconds from sitting in the passenger side of the patrol car and drawing his weapon on somebody with a weapon and refusing to comply. And he discharged his weapon, and which was what they call a good shoot, or it was justified, but the department is still looking to throw this guy under the bus. I mean, DC is one of those departments who will throw anybody and everybody under the bus. That's why they have chiefs going in and out of police headquarters like a revolving door. But Brandon, you wrote a book called Beating a Black and Blue, Being a Black Cop in America Under Siege. Please tell the listeners what the book is about.
Yeah, I wrote a book. You know, the funny thing is, the book was a dream of mine when I was a police officer. I think early in my career, I said, one day I'm going to write a book called Beating Black and Blue. And it was because I felt like I was getting beat down to a certain degree by the community from being black and being a cop. And so, you know, it's like a lose-lose, you know, being a black cop in America in some cases. You know, you'll sell out Uncle Tom Coon, you're a traitor to your people, you know, from the black community. And then being a police officer, you know, people are always out to get you, and nothing you can do is right. And at this point, you know, this is when Barack Obama was the president, and he was, you know, pushing this narrative like they're doing today of this anti-police rhetoric. So I decided, you know, this year I had to, you know, it was actually last year when we started writing it, but I had the means to do it. You know, a publishing company wanted to assist, and I wrote the book. You know, it's a little bit about my life story, how I grew up, which I think could be incredibly entertaining to just about anybody that read it. And then it talks about how I was in the NFL draft and how I ended up being a police officer and so on and so forth. You know, experiences that I had, you know, I tackle a lot of the issues that go on today, like defunding the police. What does that mean? You know, also police brutality, some of the major situations that people consistently talk about. how I explain how that's legitimate shootings. I talk about bad shootings. I mean, I go through the whole police experience. But the reason, the primary reason why I wrote the book is to give officers a voice and to give them, you know, give the people something to read, to understand officers in a better way.
Wow. And also, it is number one on Amazon's new releases for Under Violence in Society. Also, Brandon, you know, one thing I like, another thing I like about you, amongst many other things, that you're a class act. You have a book going out, but you're not just hawking it. Meanwhile, Mark Levin, he was on the radio. He came on the day after Joe Biden gave that horrendous speech on the House floor. And I was all set for Mark Levin to just give Biden both barrels. But he ended up hawking his book for like first 15, 20 minutes. I mean, the guy is a multimillionaire, and he's done very well in his life, but that's great. But then he says, oh, I'm not doing it because I need a couple bucks. Well, then why don't you give away the book for free or give it at a cost? But, you know, a lot of these guys, unfortunately, in conservative talk radio, just very, very self-serving. But, you know, I congratulate you on your book, and also just your humbleness. Like, hey, I get this book. It's interesting. Go ahead and buy it. But you're not saying, oh, you got to buy my book. It's great. You know, send another thing. But anyways, I just want to get that out
there. You know, what will sell the book is that the book will sell itself, and then my character will make people interested in it. I don't have to, you know, be some salesman for the book. You know, I think it's a great book, obviously, but, you know, I think that, you know, who I am and what I present is what I'm, you know, what my marketing is. You know, I'm a genuine guy. I love this country. I love police, and that's who I am. And if somebody likes who I am, then they'll consume the content that I create, whether it's a book, whether it's social media and all of those things. You know, I'm not in it to make a quick buck on a book. Although our book is doing tremendously well, I just really want to get the message out there to the people. And I do it in multiple forms. And the book is just one of many.
Right. And also, I like the fact that your book is number one. Levin's book's number two. Needless to say, I got a couple issues with Mr. Levin. But anyways, Brandon, what made you jump in the media realm and have an emphasis on law enforcement? You know, for yours truly, I was part of another show that precedes this one called The Political Cesspool, where I am the Washington, D.C. correspondent. And then it was December 20th, 2014, is a Saturday, where officers Lou and Ramos were shot and killed in Brooklyn, taking a break on overtime. And I said, you know what? You know, this has got to stop. There's going to be a war. There is a war on cops. And sure, unfortunately, I was right. But once again, what made you just say, hey, I want to talk about, you know, law enforcement issues, you know, so to support the lawman?
Well, you know, for me, I'm a very opinionated person. I'm always, you know, giving my opinion on things. I talk a lot. I mean, this is what I do. God gave me the gift to do that. So I talk about the things I care about and I love. And being a police officer really changed my life, and it created something different in me. You know, I never knew police officers were as great as they were until I became one, you know, and it's definitely underappreciated. So one of the things that I'm passionate about is law enforcement. And I wouldn't even have to, you know, make a channel and, you know, dedicate a lot of my content to law enforcement if people weren't so delusional and confused and lost when it comes to the American police officer. You know, because of the delusion and brainwashing that goes on and people just not knowing, you know, what's going on, I said, I have to say something. I have to give, you know, this secret that I know about law enforcement. And primarily, I'm talking about these incidents that occur that people claim to be unjustified. And I know better. I know what use of force continuum is. I know when an officer can shoot, when not to shoot. I did it every day in real life scenarios. So, you know, it's like I almost have to be the educator and kind of the bridge between the community and law enforcement. And that's what I've been doing. And I'll do it to the day I die, because I think there's going to always be confusion and people are going to always misrepresent law enforcement. And, you know, I'll spend my life defending cops to the day I die.
Right, defending the good cops, because myself and my coworkers,
the bad ones, the bad ones aren't cops. I don't call them cops. You know, them guys are criminals. So I don't defend criminals. I defend cops.
Right. Well, have you seen the documentary The 7-5? with Michael Dowd?
No, I haven't.
You need to check it out. And then I mean, you heard about the Michael Dowd case back in the early 80s. You were probably just a youngin' back then.
But, yeah, early 80s, anyway. I wasn't alive.
Yeah, anyways, Mr. Dowd, it's on YouTube, or check it out. It's very interesting. But another question I want to ask you is that do you feel now that you're on social media, you're on YouTube, and, you know, talking about these issues, do you think you're doing more for law enforcement now than you were when you were in uniform for Tucson?
Yeah, I think I am. You know, when you talk about law enforcement in a broader scale, yeah, I am, because now I'm representing and standing up for and speaking on behalf of law enforcement all around the country. You know, when I was in Tucson, I was just a little cop there and on the west side of Tucson in Sector 2. I mean, in Sector 7, the second division. And that's all I was able to do. You know, my platform wasn't that big. You know, I was just affecting people's lives day to day in that, you know, particular municipality. But however, I think God has allowed me to just grow, and, you know, I'm able to, we've been able to bless so many officers through what I do. Like, I think we've given away probably $200,000 or $300,000 to police officers between last year and the first quarter of this year. I mean, Officer Seward, we were able to donate $75,000 to him. That was more than I made in a whole year. You know, so Right. We're able to donate Right. To one officer, you know, an annual salary. You know, the officer who got shot in Sergeant Manley, we donated $130,000 to him, which is unbelievable.
Hey, hey, Brandon, we're about to come on break. Can you stick around?
Yes.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
India has seen its deadliest day since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, recording nearly 4,200 deaths on Saturday. As a second wave of infections continues to sweep through the country, India is still averaging about 400,000 new infections and more than 3,500 deaths daily. Now there are worries that the variant of the virus being partially blamed for fueling that surge could take hold in the United States. But Andy Slavitt says there's reason to be confident in the available vaccine's ability to control that strain. The White House's senior advisor for the COVID response tells CNN that he's expecting data in the near future to show the vaccine's ability to protect against this new variant.
It looks like we're going to get very good levels of protection from our current vaccines. I think we'll see that confirmed over the coming week. But Americans should expect that if they're not vaccinated, they're going to be more exposed. If they are vaccinated, I think they can look at these variants, and there's going to be very good levels of protection so far.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh, my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
On the heels of a worse-than-expected jobs report for April, many are looking for answers as to why the job market's recovery stalled. The economy added 266,000 jobs last month, nearly 700,000 fewer than projected. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has blamed extended federal unemployment benefits as the culprit, saying people are making the financial decision to stay home and get paid. Senator Mike Rounds agrees with that sentiment. The South Dakota Republican tells Fox News that there are businesses in his state trying to find workers.
Well, we've got a lot of businesses here in South Dakota that literally they're looking for people to go to work. We're 2.9% unemployment right now. Our state is open for business. We need those folks to be able to come back to work again. When you add $300 per week on top of the regular state unemployment benefits, it means that a lot of those folks are just making the decision that it would be better if I just simply didn't go back to work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yep, they should be listening. We have the one and only Brandon Tatum on 7-5 Radio. Brandon, what's the name of your YouTube channel?
It's called The Officer Tatum, T-H-E, Officer Tatum.
Right. Folks, check it out. You will not be disappointed. But Brandon, going to watching your videos is really awe-inspiring. I mean, not only were you a former law enforcement officer and you host a YouTube channel, but you're also a entrepreneur, and also you're a philanthropist. Please tell us about how much money you and your organization donated to charity, including to members of the law enforcement community.
Yeah, I think we're over $500,000 at this point. I think we're around $600,000. Last year we donated $300,000 to Sakaria Turner's family, young lady that got murdered by two dumb thugs during a shootout in Atlanta, Georgia. 130 to Sergeant Manley. I think we $30,000 to another officer, Jacob Hanchard, who passed away. We donated to his family. We already had $23,000 this year, plus $75,000 to Officer Seward. I mean, we're just really blessing people. And I think the reason why we do this, and the only reason why I mention these things, is because, you know, I want to inspire other people to give back and to support officers. I mean, even Candace Owens and I, for the Blexit organization, I mean, we're over $500,000 of donations to black businesses that were damaged by Black Lives Matter. So, I mean, we've donated over $1 million between last year and this year to police officers, to, you know, people in the inner city communities. I mean, you can go down a list. And I told God a while ago, you know, that God, you know, use me to do your work. And if you bless me, I'm going to bless other people. And we have been able to, you know, be blessed and be able to be an incredible blessing to other people. And I'm just going to add this part. One of the reasons why I'm a blessing, two reasons why I'm a blessing, is because God first blessed me, saved my soul. And then the second reason is because there were people in my life that blessed me when I didn't have nothing. And so I want to be a blessing to other people in the same way.
Wow. That is really inspiring. But anyways, Mr. Tatum, you donated $600,000 more than Black Lives Matter. In your opinion, and unfortunately I have my B button up and running, what's your opinion of Black Lives Matter, in your own words?
Yeah, hey, I don't have any respect for the Black Lives Matter organization. You know, do I think Black Lives Matter? Of course I do. You know, all my family is black and I'm black. So, I think black lives do matter. However, that organization don't believe the same sentiment that I believe, because the last time I saw a report, they haven't donated no money to black people. None. Zero. None to George Floyd's family. None to Breonna Taylor's family. None to Jacob Blake, Michael Brown. They've raised hundreds of millions of dollars off of dead bodies that have been piling up in the street from young black men resisting arrest and acting foolish. And they haven't given anything back. I don't even think they plan on giving anything back. One of the co-founders of, you know, BLM is buying up properties in all white communities. She's not even, you know, investing in black communities, and they're supposed to be the organization that believes, you know, the most sincerely about black lives. And I'll just tell you this, Blexit has done way more than Black Lives Matter have done for the black community in rhetoric and also in deed. So, I also think they're a domestic terrorist organization. You know, if you are going around and you are using violence to push a political agenda, that is the definition of terrorism. And they're domestically located, so they're domestic terrorists. How they're not designated as such is beyond me.
Well, you have the dumpster fire media to thank. I mean, I was in D.C. when these idiots just tore the city up. And of course, unfortunately, they have a feckless mayor and a police chief has to listen to the feckless mayor. And these people stormed the White House. We're trying to storm the White House, but thankfully, Uniformed Secret Service division was able to take care of business. Boy, it was just an absolute mess. But Brandon, another question is, explain what Blexit is. I mean, we heard of Brexit, of the UK leaving the European Union, which is a good thing for the people of the UK. But what is the Blexit movement?
Yeah, so it's kind of a play on the word, you know, Brexit, you know, the British exit. So for us, it's the black exit. And, you know, one of the exit strategies is to exit a party that have never done anything for you. Although that's not our primary goal, we think that's a subsequent, conclusion to waking people up. And so our mission 100% is to give people in the community, black folks, an opportunity to see things from a different angle. Also to be supported and be the best version of themselves is what we try to do. And we've gotten, you know, we first started with just me and Candace Owens. You know, now we have over 40 chapters all around the country. We have back to school. We do back to school drives, block parties, cookouts. We, like you said, we donated $500,000 last year to black businesses that were destroyed by BLM. We're starting an after school program. I think we're going to start at Chattanooga, Tennessee first. And so we're really just trying to give black people in this country an opportunity to be educated and also be supported in the fashion that we believe is most productive.
Wow. And what's been the response from the left on Blexit?
Oh, they hate us. They hate us. You know, they call us white. I guess we're white supremacists, although we're black. They want to shut down our events. You know, we had a Black Lives Matter guy. You know, when we confront him, of course, he say he don't believe in Black Lives Matter, although he's running around as if he's a chapter leader. So we invited the gentleman to backstage. We had a Blexit event in Chattanooga. And we said, hey, man, he wanted to boycott our event. He said, come on, come in here. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. And of course, they came across as very immature and docile minded. And he brought a white guy with him, which is interesting because they believe that white people are somehow have supremacy over blacks and they're destroying, you know, the black community and all this other stuff. And his best friend is a white guy. So, you know, it was very confusing. But leftists don't want another narrative to be spoken of to black people, because when I was growing up, you got to be a Democrat. You know, Republicans are racist white people. The white man is always, you know, got his eye on you. You got to work three times as hard to ever make it in life. Racism is all around and you can never escape it. And the left lives, breathes, profits off of that fear and false narrative. And then when we come along and say, look, man, you're in the greatest country on planet Earth. Look at the history of black people in this country. They were go-getters. They were fighters. They did not allow, you know, adversities to stop them. Martin Luther King was not a rioter. Martin Luther King was peaceful in his protest, you know, and even though it, you know, sometimes he broke the law, he was still peaceful. And, you know, those are the things that we try to project forward and allow people to know what the history really is. And again, so they can be the best version of themselves.
Right. Now, what has been the response among the so-called black conservatives or the black Republicans on Blexit? Because one host on SiriusXM, I don't know if you know her, Sunny Johnson, just absolutely just horrendous. And I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but when she talks, I mean, she talks about 10 levels over my head. I'm like, what the hell is she saying? But anyways, what has been like the response from other so-called conservative blacks about Blexit and you and Ms. Owens?
So we have two factions, right? We have the logical black folks that just love to see everybody grow and shine and they're innovative and, you know, most of them love Trump. And then you have the establishment ones who they're mad because they've been doing the conservative stuff for 100 years and have gotten nothing done. Nobody's doing anything. You know, black folks ain't coming to the Republican Party under these lame duck people like Sonny. I mean, I don't like to call people by name, but that girl, she consistently bashes Candace Owens, and Candace Owens has been nothing but a jewel to America and especially the inner city. And like I said, when you look at how much money that we give away, how much support that we have, 40 chapters all around the country. I mean, and these people that get on the radio and they do all the talk, they don't do anything. They don't do anything. Right. They just talk, and they're mad because Candace Owens is young. She's beautiful. She's married. She got money. She got clout. She got fame. She say whatever she want, whenever she want, however she want. Her book sold probably half a million copies. These people can't handle somebody shining, and they feel like that they should get the shine. That's why they say the things that they do.
Right. Right. I understand. Yeah, because I mean, on our website, I put a couple articles about Sonny Johnson. I'm like, why is she even on the conservative channel on Sirius XM? Because she doesn't, half the time she doesn't sound conservative. But I'll leave that for another argument. But Brandon, let me ask you this. What motivates you? Because you're an entrepreneur. You got your different businesses. You've done very well for yourself. You got the YouTube channel. And, of course, we got the music coming in. Could you stick around one more segment, sir? I'll give you the floor.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Outstanding.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thanks, Mr. Edwards. Tonight it's just myself and the great Brandon Tatum. Brandon, I've been sucking up enough oxygen during this conversation. Please tell all of our listeners where they can reach you, where they can find you, watch you, listen to you, donate, things of that nature. Please, go ahead, sir.
Well, the best place to get all things Tatum is TheOfficerTatum.com, TheOfficerTatum.com. It has my merch store. I mean, everything that I do, you know, even you can support the fund. You don't need to donate to me. You can donate to the fund that we use to support law enforcement officers around the country. So that's pretty much where you can find me. And if you want to see my day-to-day content, YouTube, is the best place to go, and that's The Officer Tatum on YouTube.
Outstanding. Brandon, I'll give the floor to you. If you have anything you want to put out there, motivation, shout outs, anything like that, promos, please, by all means, go ahead.
I don't have much. You know, I'm a big talker. I don't normally talk about myself, but I do want to give some words of encouragement. I want everybody that's listening to understand that we're in a fight, and, you know, I believe that God has set us up to win. And the only thing that we have to do on our part is that we need to pursue excellence and believe in ourselves and know that everybody has a gift. Not everybody's going to be speakers. Not everybody's going to have a radio show. Not everybody's going to be a writer. But whatever God has purposed in your heart, use that talent and ability to push the agenda forward. You know, maybe you are really good at giving good gifts and acts of kindness. Do that to your local police department. Call down to the substation and say, how can I give? How can I support the officers and different things of that nature? And if you're a writer, you know, we are hiring writers on the Tatum Report, which is my online website. And so contribute in that form if you're a writer. We have plenty of writers that we've hired that they're not professional writers or nothing, but they can contribute their time to support the message. So I just encourage everybody, don't ever think that your gift and who you are and what you represent is insignificant because it's not millions and millions of subscribers. Everybody has to do their part in order to make this thing work. So be confident, be courageous, and in the end of all this, we're going to come out on top.
Outstanding. Brandon, you're a breath of fresh air. It just real quick, one of the reasons why I said we're having a guest on tonight, but I didn't say who, not because of course not because I was embarrassed, but just every time we have like a big name guest or any guest, something usually happens. The phone line gets cut off, the person is too far away to get a cell signal, we lose power, something always happens. And it's been going on for 15 years when I was on when I'm still on the political cesspool. We had one time during a live broadcast, a snake got into the control board and shorted the whole thing. Huh. But anyways, Brandon, I hope you come back on. Anything we can do on our side of the house, we'd be more than happy. One of the questions is that all these talking heads, when they concerning police incidents, they always come out and say, I'm a friend of cops. I know cops. This, that, and the other thing. What do you say to these so-called conservatives when something happens to law enforcement, like line of duty death or injury? They say that they're friends of cops. Do you think they're really friends of cops, or just they paying lip service?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell the hearts of a man, but you can know them by their fruits. So anybody that say that they're supportive of law enforcement and they're doing this, you should be able to see that in their behaviors consistently, you know, not just when something big happened or when it's politically expedient or when they can go viral. You know, the love and support for law enforcement officers runs deep. It's a spiritual thing, in my personal opinion, as well. And I feel like you should know people by their fruits. You know, nobody would ever question unless they were Stevie Wonder. And I tell you this, it's a saying that I always say, Stevie don't have to wonder. And I forget it now. I think it's Ray Charles can see, and Stevie don't have to wonder. That's what it is. of what my motives are, you know, because, you know, I support law enforcement 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I don't expect everybody to do that because I was a cop is the reason why I'm just so passionate. So, like I said, you know, people by the fruit that they produce, whether or not their heart is in the right place.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, personally, like Geraldo Rivera, when he got taken to the woodshed by Dan Bongino, he says, well, yeah, I know cops. I hang out with cops. I'm like, no, you don't, because unless they're like chiefs or high-ranking inspectors, they can't afford to live in your neighborhood. Same thing with other talkers. Like, yeah, I talk to cops all the time. Like, when do these people have time to talk to cops? They got families and they have show prep and things like that. And, again, they live in zip codes that most rank and file cannot afford to live in, but that's just my two cents. I know, like Michael Savage, he has, I believe, a son-in-law who's a member of the California Highway Patrol, and that man puts his money where his mouth is. When they six officers from Oakland were shot and killed by some piece of human garbage, he donated like $25,000 or $50,000 out of his pocket. So anyways, he's one of the few that actually comes out and says, I support law enforcement and does something about it. That's another thing about the conservative talk radio, is that these folks, they don't give a nickel for anything. I mean, you give hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally, and these people give next to nothing. But anyways, moving right along.
Yeah, they, Dan Bongita and Herrera is two different breeds of people. You know, just because you talk to a cop at lunch don't mean you know how this stuff works. And so Dan Bongita was a cop, you know, and he was Secret Service. And so he has a 1-to-1 ratio of knowledge of what's going on in the police department. And Geraldo knows a guy or two that are police officers, you know, unless you put the suit on, man, and with the badge and you actually have power to take people's freedom away, you don't, it's hard to know what you go through, you know, unless you pulling guns on people every day and de-escalating life and death situations. Like even the best person with good intentions can have good intentions towards police, but there's no way of really knowing what cops go through unless you're there. Unless you can smell it, you can feel it, you can, the adrenaline, you know, all of those things, writing those case reports in the middle of the night, high speed chases and wondering if you're going to live or die after this call. Like those experiences you can only experience when you're there with the power to serve and protect.
Right. Exactly. But anyways, so besides your book coming out, what's next for Brandon Tatum?
You said besides the book?
Yeah. You have any other irons in the fire besides your number one rated book on Amazon?
Yeah, we have an energy drink that's coming out.
Really?
My business partner created it. It's going to be the best energy drink that anybody will ever taste. I mean, it tastes amazing. It's all organic, all natural, reusable bottles. I mean, we did it big. I mean, it's a huge investment that we made, but I really do believe that God is going to bless us to really change the game when it comes to energy drinks.
Good, because most of these energy drinks taste like antifreeze. And trust me, good.
No, it just, because they have a lot of chemical ingredients in it. I mean, it's stuff that'll make your heart pop. And if you drink it for too long, you mean you'll have high blood pressure. So we decided to go with health first. And then just so happened the formulators put together a dream formula that it actually tastes amazing. We have caffeinated one, we have one that's not caffeinated. And I tell you what, it's going to sell out. People are going to go crazy over it. It's an incredible drink. It has a good message. Me and my business partner are both Christian men of God. We both served our country. And I really am proud, you know, in addition to the book, I'm very proud of this energy drink that we're coming out with.
Wow. So you can make an energy drink without caffeine?
Yeah. You know, we have, they call them nootropics. You can use other natural things to create energy. You know, one thing is, you know, I can't give away our ingredients, but one thing we do use is ginseng. And some of these other things have natural occurring energy where you do not have to add caffeine to it. So, you know, like I said, I can't give away the secret sauce.
Right,
however, we do have an energy drink that's not caffeinated because some people, you know, religious purposes, they can't drink caffeine, and others, they get addicted to it, or they're allergic to it, or they have a reaction to it, or they, you know, they don't like the taste of it. So we want to, you know, cover the spectrum in our first wave, and then eventually we'll be the number one energy drink in the world.
Yeah, because what's his name? Russ Wiener. He sold his company for billions of dollars. And yeah, I definitely fall in the category of addict for in terms of energy drink. But if you look at most of the ingredients, it's usually high fructose corn syrup and caffeine. And it tastes like absolute trash. But anyways, I'll be definitely looking for that one. Cause I mean, my wife and I complain we fight all the time about me buying these energy drinks. I'm not going to give out the name of the company. Because they're not sponsored. because they're also very, we'll be like reasonably priced or about the same price as the other energy drinks. Because I know some of them are just, you know, it's like buying a can of Cristal or something.
Yeah, you know, we should charge probably $20 a drink, because of the effect it'll have on you. Nobody else is doing it. However, we do make it reasonably priced. I think we stay within the realm, maybe a little less than some of these fake energy drink companies that are out here. So we're going to take care of people. That's our goal, and God will bless us for it.
All right, Mr. Tatum, that's our ending music or ending bumper. But anyways, it's been an honor, a pleasure, and a privilege of having you on 75 Radio. Please, let's stay in touch and help each other out.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right, before Peter Scoops in and Brandon Tatum, reminds you, you can make a difference. Go out and make a song, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.